after his death, you have somebody who is on the apex of the movement as such.
Yes, yes.
Who is...
Prabhupada appointed a governing body commission. A governing body commission of about 25 people who were looking after the running of the Krishna conscious movement all over the world. So I am one of them. And I am overseeing Moscow, Leningrad, in India, in different places, along with some other people. We are five of us who work in old...
Out of 25.
Yes. But we also work in other parts of the world.
Yes, understand.
And so I spend 4 months a year traveling in this country. And with me there is one other devotee, Jethiraj, who works here. And then there are other leaders in different parts of the world. But in your... In this country, our movement has expanded very, very much.
Yes, I have heard about it.
Yeah.
No, I don't know exact figures, but I have heard.
Actually, now our movement is the biggest in your country. It's the biggest in the whole world.
Biggest?
For us, for ISKCON.
Out of the Krishna Consciousness Movement.
Yes.
Yes, I'm very surprised. It is more than in Canada, United States, United Kingdom. More.
It's much bigger now.
So now it is main base of the movement is here.
No, the main base is everywhere, but the people are actually you are very famous in our society.
I'm a scientist, artist, etc., only Indologist. How can I be famous?
I'll tell you why.
Among devotees, a person who doesn't believe in God. He's an atheist, very strong. And I'm 69, so I can't change.
That's okay. But you have some special mercy of God on you because you had the opportunity to meet our spiritual master, Bhaktivinoda Swami.
You met him in 1970. Very long talk for two hours.
You see, all your talks with him have been published in our books.
I know, you see, but you know, there is a saying in Russian, it is it is bad to speak something bad on the about person passed away. But this interview was made without my control. You know, that time, situation, political situation was very difficult.
I know, yes, I am.
And you know very well that time Krishna Consciousness Movement was looked as a CIA sponsored movement from Canada and Chicago.
Yes.
And frankly speaking, I took a lot of risk of meeting him.
Are you the one who invited Prabhupada? You invited him to Moscow?
No.
You did not invite him?
Because I couldn't invite what was it.
No, your institute?
Personally, no, also institute not invited. You know, because Academy of Sciences, who could invite Academy of Sciences, like Presidium or Institute, but neither Institute nor Academy, never would that time invite a religious leader. Because practically some religious leaders were invited to Soviet Union on political grounds, but all this was through Peace Committee.
Yeah, it was all controlled by...
Peace Committee, only that. But... he was invited, in fact, he was invited by Embassy of India.
Embassy of India?
Embassy of India. And how he could get visa? Embassy of India, we have nothing. So I am to inform you very truth. So he was invited by Embassy in India, and then I was telephoned personally from Embassy of India by one of the secretaries. He has come with his followers, he would like to meet you, okay. fixed up. Day, next day, and very interesting, there was not a single Indian. There were about 12, 15 young people, followers, but all of them were American. Canadian and Americans at that time.
Where did the meeting take place? In your office?
Yes, in my office. In the old building. Now our institute is situated, it is called Rozhdestvenka, ex-Zhdanova Street, it is in very center. But at that time, our institute was situated Armiansky Lane, in a very old house, when, before revolution, was housed institute also, Oriental Languages, sponsored by Armenian trading community in Moscow. But we shifted from that institute in 1987, from old building. But that old building took place in my office. Room smaller than this one.
We would like to take a photograph sometimes of that room where Prabhupada was talking to you.
Ah, yes, this can be done very easily. The only thing we are to have permission from Armenian embassy. Because now in this house is being hosted Armenian embassy and Armenian cultural center. Oh. If they would permit, I may ask. But if somebody will go with me, I will ask them a request. Maybe they will agree. That doesn't matter. I don't know. Maybe they have replanned it. I don't know exactly. Maybe, but I'm not sure.
Let's say Sri Ramdas. Sri Ramdas.
No, Sri Ramdas is his name. Name in the
spiritual name. Mm-hmm. Spiritual name.
Spiritual name, yes. Yeah. You are right. Yes, but coming back. Because when he came, and it was very difficult political times, I asked that this would be very private. We shall not know notices, nor record. But somebody from his followers recorded without my knowledge. and then some years after I have already one of my pupils, Indologist Professor Rybakov, who was studying reformatory movements in Hindu religion late 19th centuries in India. He was in India traveling. And then he discovered this small booklet in Russian. So he brought me. Oh, I was astonished. But the only thing is that they recorded, okay, and then it was in English. And then it translated, because this booklet I'm in Russian.
Russian.
I never seen original English.
I will
English original, because the, I may tell that the contents okay, there was no distortion, so I have no complaint. But frankly speaking, the translation from English to Russian that time was not very good one, very crude Russian.
But
it looked like it was not a Russian person translated, but somebody knowing Russian.
Yes, you are quite right.
But
so if you like, you are to make new translation. For my Osarasai. I'm to Osarai.
Oh.
Kadir.
This Krishna
Kumar. Sita?
Yeah, yeah.
Sita?
You wait here.
He's been here.
Okay.
Just
Я никогда не видел английского оригинала.
Во-первых, у меня есть английский оригинал книги. Книга издана под названием «Наука самоосознания». Кроме того, эта книга издана и в новом русском издании, где дан прекрасный перевод. Надо книгу «Наука самоосознания» принести и показать Виктору Григорьевичу. Вот у нас, знаешь, есть файл, в кабинете есть, вот тут там. Вот, и...
Ну, что-то, в общем, был очень плохой перевод.
То был перевод вообще не русский.
Такой.
You understand a little bit, more or less, in general, English. То есть сейчас уже издана книга достаточно авторитетно, в хорошем переводе, и эта беседа, я думаю, доставит вам удовольствие, она уже именно на русском языке появилась. Английский оригинал я вам покажу, у меня есть.
Интересно. And you are from?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, America.
Вот эта книга «Наука самосознания», она уже гораздо лучше издана. Сейчас, я вам найду
минуточку.
Беседу с вами, и я думаю, что она вас вполне удовлетворит.
Будет, значит, я могу присоединить к 300 моим работам еще одну.
Да.
I have another, Dr. Kutowski.
Yes.
Духовный коммунизм.
Yes, yes.
I will arrange to get you the original tapes of your conversation with Prabhupada.
That's very, would be very interesting.
I will arrange to get that for you.
That would be very kind of you.
But at least I think we can present this book with his...
We can present many books to you. To Dr. Kutowski,
especially because with his own introduction.
Yes, yes, sure.
If you would present this one in English version.
Okay, English version.
Is there English version this discussion was?
It is not mine,
doctor.
I can show you, but it is
you
not
have
mine, my own English
version. Okay.
Otherwise, Dr. Kutowski,
yes,
we will get you one, no problem.
Okay.
I'll arrange to get you one. But I will arrange to get you the original cassette.
Okay, that would be very helpful.
I was telling you why you're very famous.
Uh-huh.
I just got a call from one of the devotees and from Paris.
Uh-huh.
I told him I was just in the meeting with Dr. Kutowski.
Uh-huh.
He said, oh, that Kutowski.
No, but
everyone knows it.
Don't you just French and Paris want to laugh at me?
No, they won't. You see, I had come to your country in 1976.
76.
I was sent by Swami Prabhupada here, and I came in suits at that time, and I was trying to see you. And I met, and I spent about 2 weeks at the Institute of Oriental Studies.
But why you haven't met me?
I met you.
Uh-huh.
I met you in 1976.
I see something familiar in your face.
I met you in 1976.
Yes.
But at that time you were not too interested. Yeah, at that time.
Yeah.
So, but you know who I met? Uh-huh. I met Professor Levin.
Bongard Levin.
He gave me a review.
Uh-huh.
Of course, at that time, frankly, you know, there was so much of, you know, if I may say, you know, influence of government sources and all, you know, through various agencies.
No, because
and everything was controlled.
Yes, better out.
And I know Professor Bernard Levin, he spoke to me, he gave me a very nice review on our books. Mm-hmm. But then when I went to meet him on Monday, he gave me the review on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to meet him on Monday, he said, can you show me the review I gave you? So I showed it to him. And he just kept it inside and said, my boss says I can't give it.
Well, that's quite
Bernard Levin,
he's in Moscow. He just returned from Paris. Uh-huh. I was in Paris for 2 months.
Vous parlez français? You speak a little French?
Yes.
Vous parlez français?
Je parle français, pas si bon que mon anglais, mais je comprends assez bien.
Was the français c'est bon?
Je parle, oui.
Vous avez
ich kann auch Deutsch sprechen.
Deutsch hat nie ein Problem.
No?
Did you spend a long time in India?
Oh, yes. But I never was in India for a long time. For some, the most 3 months, no more. But in total, I first came to India in 1956, in December 1956, first visit. The last visit was last year. I was 1.5 months with my wife, who also is an endologist.
Where?
She is a specialist in Indian theater, in Indian performance arts.
I wish
and
we
she
knew.
Is big boss because she is director of Russian Institute of Fine and Performance Arts in Moscow.
Even now she is director?
Yes, she is director. She is director for long years.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So we were together, invited by Indian Council Social Science Research. That is my counterpart.
Yes.
Yes. And this was my 34th visit to India.
34th.
So I was in India 34. I traveled all India from north to south in villages. Now, when I grew old, it was difficult for me to go to villages, because, you know, Indian village life is difficult for an European.
Yeah.
But when I was younger, I was traveling and was visiting and living in many villages, so grassroots. I have many, many friends in India.
I also regularly meet Professor Kalyanov in Leningrad.
Kalyanov, yeah. No, now he's dead.
Yeah, I've been to his house many times.
Yes, Kalyanov, Kalyanov. One of the our oldest Sanskritologists.
And also there's another professor in Leningrad. He's teaching Borna, name starts with B. His father was also an Indologist.
Baranikov.
Yes,
he's teaching Hindi in university.
Yes, his father was also...
Yes. Academician Baranikov, who translated this Ramayana, yeah. Hindi Ramayana.
Yeah.
Valmiki, not Valmiki Ramayana.
Now you're completely retired?
No, I'm not retired.
You look very active. Look very healthy.
I am?
Yes.
No, healthy more or less, because in 69 something is starting. But generally, I am not good because just now I'm in charge in charge of very big two projects. One project is modern history of Asia. I have a team of people under me and we're preparing. Mm-hmm. Next year we have to submit manuscript, a history of Asia, modern history. That means from late 18th century up to First World War. Second, it is four volumes history of India. I have four teams under me. We have medieval, because ancient history by Bunker Levin and Ilyin already published. So now we...
Who is going to publish that?
Who will?
Yeah.
Our Academy of Sciences publishing house. No, now we have a lot of difficulties, you know.
Now everything changed.
Now we are on the fringe of bankruptcy in the publishing house, Academy of Sciences. But I hope, I'm optimist, we shall survive. In 2 years it will be more or less stabilized.
I remember reading the conversation that Prabhupada had with you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Prabhupada made the point that we also believe in communism.
Mm-hmm.
But the only thing, and Prabhupada quoted to you the words from the Ishapanisha.
Mm-hmm.
Isha Vasha Idam Sarvam Yat Kincha Jagatyan Chagat. That one should have as much as he needs and not more.
Yes.
But Prabhupada pointed out one thing, if I may complete,
yes,
which is he said that communism without God cannot work. You know.
No, yes, it is. I understand. I agree. That is this.
So today you can see,
land, but this difference between believers and non-believers, religious and non-religious. It is very interesting that idea of communism. But what does it mean communism? Idea of a society when social material differences would be not so acute as present. So I'm embodied in all religions. That's very interesting. This with your movement and generally with Hindu religion as such. This also with Islam, it is Christianity. Who was the first communist in Christianity? Jesus Christ. It is quite clear. Because
yes,
all
yes.
His preaches, etc., were against, you know.
So the point is, the point that I was making is this, that communism or capitalism or socialism cannot work without God being in the center. Prabhupada's point to you was, we are not against communism at all, because even our scriptures talk about communism, just like you said, Jesus Christ was a communist. Because all scriptures talk about simple living and high thinking. Man should live with minimum bodily needs so that he can devote time to worship of God. But Prabhupada's point to you was that our only difference with Marxism or Leninism is that God, the Creator, is the missing link.
Yes, and not only, I may think, not only with Marxism, Leninism, but also with any secular, non-religious philosophy. Yes?
Yes.
Not only Marxism, but all non-religious, non-religious secular philosophy.
Actually,
that is his main difference. I agree, I fully agree, that's right.
So you can see Prabhupada's teachings were very pure, and now in this old Soviet Union, we still call it the old Soviet Union because
unfortunately
we don't like the breakup though.
So do I.
Yeah. So in the old Soviet Union we have nearly 100 branches.
Counted.
Yeah, and we have about 10,000 devotees. And we are distributing thousands of books every day. So we will show you around. We have a very big...
Yes, I have seen, I have looked at your books are on a very good sale. So
at Metro Station?
People, at Metro Station, yes, not far even from our institute. It says that people are very curious.
I wouldn't say you're just curious. Mm-hmm. I feel the Russian people are very philosophical. United Nations studies have shown the Russians are the biggest readers in the world. And I read a United Nations report.
Oh yes, you are right.
Yes. They read more than any other country in the world. You see, there are so many Kaniki stores in your country. There are not so many Kaniki stores in America or anywhere.
That's right. One thing one is to notice, note, that previously, before last 3-4 years, the prices of books are very low.
And now they've gone up.
Now they have come up. And I'm sure that, personally I know, and my relatives, children, grandchildren, they don't buy now as many books as previously because of high price.
Стоит много.
Стоит много. Стоит много. Очень много.
Очень дорого.
Очень дорого. So you... you started many years back to learn Russian?
No, yes. Меня русский очень плохо.
Неплохо.
I just know few.
But for you, I'm sure it was easier to learn Russian than for any West European.
But I don't know Russian.
Because Sanskrit. Russian is one of the most difficult languages in the world.
I know you're
not. I honor very much any foreigner who could take some knowledge of
your
Russian.
Your grammar is очень трудно.
Очень трудно, but it is very close to Sanskrit grammar.
Yeah, well, I'm
I learned Sanskrit, so I know what is it.
Well,
Sanskrit
but,
grammar also is awful. Oh.
But I can't speak Russian, just a little.
Yes, I understand. One is to live and specialize and
I need time. I have to travel a lot. The last 2 months I've traveled in your country.
Oh, yes.
How many about 15 cities.
15?
Cities. I've been right from Almada to Tashkent, to Baku, to Baltic Republics, to Kyiv, and tomorrow I'm going to Vladivostok.
And where is the most concentration of devotees of Krishna consciousness
in Russia, in Moscow? In Moscow we have two buildings. One is this, one is another center in Kolozny. And then we have our publishing house here called BVT, Bhaktivedanta Book Trust.
But are you printing books here or abroad?
No, Russia.
In Russia?
Yeah, we are one of the biggest publishers here now.
Yes, yes, sir.
We are printing millions of books.
So it is interesting that your publishing activities is much beyond the need of movement as such, as I understand. Internal need.
Yeah.
Because how many of you told me that in ex-Soviet, in Russia, you have 10,000. It is a bigger group all over
But this is only people who are chanting and practicing.
Yes.
But there are thousands who are at home.
Reading, interesting. Yes. What I mean.
Every day we sell about at least 2,000-3,000 books all over Soviet
Union. We have already sold more than a million books around the Soviet Union.
More than a million.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, that's really big.
So, as I understand, you know, it is a delicate question to peep into the somebody's pocket.
We have no private secret.
Yes, I understand. But so this is the main source of income.
Yes.
Of
how
you can
understand. Our spiritual master wanted this movement to be supported by the sales of his books. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada wrote nearly 100 books. And these books have been translated in over 100 languages of the world.
100?
Yes.
I'm printing an unedited transcript of your conversation.
Okay.
It'll take about half an hour.
Okay. Your watch. That's when the computer come in handy. So the thing is, we have these books in Chinese, and now our books are just not in Russian.
It is interesting. There some group in
China? We are now doing in all the Russian languages, Ukrainian, Kazakh, the Baltic Republic, everything.
I don't think we will have some success in Muslim republics. Maybe I am wrong.
No, but we are there also. I just came from Almaty, Tashkent.
But mainly Russians living there. Russian speaking or local population, yes, Uzbek.
I have one devotee from Baku, president, right in the room next door. He's Azerbaijan. One good thing. I won't tell you. One good thing is, you see, Krishna consciousness is universal spiritual philosophy. We are not sectarian. We don't say Christians are bad, Muslims are bad, Hindus are bad. We say God exists. God has a name. We as human beings have a duty towards God. We should live a life of spiritual discipline. We should avoid activities which are against the laws of God, like meat, fish and eggs, intoxication, illicit sex life, gambling. We don't say, Vishwamitra, he's a scientist working here. He's also a master's degree from Moscow University, and he's an engineer, electrical engineer. We have people of all walks of life. I myself was working in America when I joined the movement. So the point is, you can continue doing whatever ability God has given you.
Yes.
Just like you have been blessed by God. You may say you're an atheist, but I don't think you're an atheist. I think that you are deep within your heart. You do acknowledge the position of God. Otherwise, you would not have met Prabhupada.
Yes. You see, notice this. I understand this is quite natural for your movement because roots of Krishna consciousness is in Hindu religion. This is your
root. We call it the Vedic
your
religion.
Root, your base.
So please ring.
But Krishna consciousness, you look at it as separate religion.
Then what?
Or religion movement based on Hindu religion.
We look
at nobody of them saying they are Hindu. No.
Yes. I'll answer that.
That's very interesting.
In the entire Vedic text, there is no such word as Hindu.
Oh, yes, I know.
Yeah. Okay, so we are basically followers of the Vedas or followers of a process called Sanatan Dharma. Sanatana Dharma means eternal duty of the living entity.
Yes, yes, no.
And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham Bija Pradapita. He says, I am the father of everyone. So Krishna doesn't say, I am the father of the people living in India.
Understand.
Also, as you know, at one time the whole planet was called Bharatvarsha. But today, India is a tiny portion of what it was at one time, you know, the boundaries of India. The boundaries of countries are changing every day. The boundary of Soviet Union last year is not today anymore. So, but the India we have today is very, very small. So, Veda, as you know, means knowledge. So this Vedic concept or Vedic way of life is for the whole world. You just see, Dr. Kutowski, how easily people in your country are taking to Krishna consciousness. We have no money to give them. We are frankly, you know, a very poor society financially. We have, and even in America, and all, there was no money to give people. There was no force. It's not that anybody is coming by force. It's not that any government agency has ever helped us. They've all come because they are finding it is satisfying them.
Oh, yes, no, just quite.
And even though we tell people, give up meat, give up fish, give up intoxication, give up tea, coffee, give up illicit sex life, give up gambling, still they are taking to it. So that means there is some pleasure that they are getting, which is higher than the pleasure they are getting from. Am I right?
No, it is absolutely, yes, I agree with you, sir, it's absolutely. When anybody is joining any religious movement, it is from his heart, from his psyche, from his spirit, it is quite obvious, it is necessary for him. He feels necessary.
Yeah.
Some kind of spiritual salvation through this process, it is quite obvious. And from my analysis, it is quite understandable why there is a revival of interest and coming into religion.
Well, I have my reasoning. My understanding is your country has very deep-rooted religious, the people of your country have deep-rooted religious feelings. For example,
religious.
Yes, religious. If you go and see the, if you go and see the Kremlin, I have seen the Kremlin only once a few years ago. You look inside in the Kremlin, it is nothing but paintings of Jesus Christ and his devotees. So, even though for 70 years communism tried to take people away from God, it could not succeed because relationship with God is as natural as it is for a fish to desire to live in water.
Do you see, as non-believer, I have a bit different interpretation, but maybe consider it with you. My interpretation is, you see, all humankind, humankind passed through two developments. The basic development, as we call from scientific point of view, the development of civilization. And there is a human civilization, but there are some sub-civilizations. For instance, Christian civilization, some Indian civilization based on Hinduism, on Buddhism, because on Buddha and Jain, it is some outfits of old Vedic religions, and so on and so on. But all civilizations are based on two factors. The basic factor, religion. There is no civilization without religion. And also on ethnic groups. Ethnicity plus religion. No, I may say religion plus ethnicity. And then, it is not discovered yet. I don't know how much the behavior and doings, you know, of a human being is based on what he was taught from childhood and was already in the genotype.
Okay.
But it looks like that the religion is in genotype of any human being. So I agree with you, but your interpretation be different from me.
No.
Believer, I'm not believer. But even there is something, some religious feeling or feeling towards his own religion of a locality, even in heart of a non-believer, of atheist, because religion is the base of all the preceding history of his ancestors.
Okay, so is you...
So this is, so, by given circumstances, it was easy to revive religious feeling.
Okay. So going by your own definition of civilization,
yes,
what you are saying is this, that religion cannot be separated from mankind.
Absolutely.
part.
No.
So we have no problem. Mm-hmm. So my point is,
yes.
This is what Prabhupada was saying. Prabhupada was saying, doesn't matter whether you have communism, capitalism, socialism, but you must make God the focal point. If God is in the center, because you cannot separate religion from a man's life. After all, just like your children may be separated from you for a few years, but because there's a certain relationship of father and son, mother and son, when they get together, they're very happy and they're longing to get together. So if we keep people away from God, people will not progress morally or in terms of character. Just like, for example, today, all over the world, you know, the character of mankind has fallen very much.
Yes.
All over the world.
Rises of civilization.
Yeah. I have, yesterday, I was in Leningrad, and I had a meeting with the dean of the Leningrad University Faculty of
Psychology.
Who did I meet? Doctor?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, anyway, and I met with academicians all over the world. Everyone agrees that there is something wrong in our present educational system. That is, it leaves spiritual content, spiritual education out. And because we are giving material education without any emphasis on spiritual education, nowhere in the world are we producing men of character. America is in a crisis, England, India, everywhere. It's just not your country. Therefore, the Ishapanishad says one must cultivate spiritual education and material education side by side.
Yes, spiritual education is very necessary, absolutely. It may be by different ways, by different means, but it's quite necessary. From this point of view, you see, I am atheist and non-believer, but nevertheless,
I don't think you're an atheist. Should I tell you what you are?
My attitude vis-a-vis religion is not rejection.
No.
Because
you're very mature.
I'm very
man.
Pragmatic personality and see that revival of religion in Soviet Union, different creeds, has a positive, very positive element, most important for me, that is maybe give spiritual education. That means that people are to follow norms of good behavior.
Yeah.
You see, my criticism vis-a-vis, no, maybe I'm wrong, I'm critical vis-a-vis a religion or a religious prescription, where if this very prescription would, you know, if that religious prescription wouldn't stimulate, very active participation of a devotee, of a personality in struggle against sin and bad in this very world. So, religion, as a role of religion, of moral education, spiritual education of person, very important. But religion is not to draw a personality away from the struggle against sin in this world. To only think, people are to unite with God, everything will be automatically okay.
Actually,
and in this very world, many people who, I don't know, maybe they are false religious people, like our leader, Mr. Yeltsin, who is going and supporting from official dome Orthodox religion and going to church.
He goes to church now?
No. He announces, sometimes he comes to church. Okay. I'm not against this. But if you are going to church, you are to follow policy, not to ruin people. And so on and so on.
I want to respond. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna does, maybe they should even read in the dining table, something like that. We have prepared some nice vegetarian meals for you. Would you like to eat it Indian style?
You see, that would be generally a bit difficult for me because...
Okay,
when I was in Paris...
Yeah, or maybe we can. You can sit here with me, sir. We can convert that chair into a table, if you don't mind.
I could say, you know...
No.
For me, just now...
No. We have... I want to respond to what you have just...
But in India, I'm sorry to say, the overwhelming majority of Indians don't sit on the floor.
No, they sit on dining table.
Sit at dining table.
Oh, they've become very modern.
Well, yes, even very, very big swamis for this Ramakrishna mission, a lot of discussions, etc. Very interesting discussion. You see, this was in 1987.
This is Sridhar, he's from Moscow. He's a very good Vedic cook.
I shall try, shall evaluate. Is it real Indian food or...
not only Indian food, it is... This food has special... Now, I want to respond to what you were saying.
Please
eat at the same time.
But I shall take this and you will...
If you don't mind, I just took 2 hours away ago. I take once a day, mainly.
Yes.
And
I also...
No.
So I would not be able to take much, only very few.
Okay, make half of it.
Because...
near Ethel Bolshoi.
No. Just what we shall do for this in this way. It's too much.
No, so bring, tell him to reduce it by half. And this we will...
большой грех. That's a very big sin nowadays to throw away food.
Yes.
When so many people are hungry.
Yeah. And
it is not only, for me, I never throw anything away.
No, you are...
No. Вы знаете, вот это вы мне оставляете.
Это нет много, это очень мало.
No, that's too much.
Okay. Это хорошо?
Хорошо. Но это тоже много. Ну, я все не съем. Ну ладно, мы сделаем что-то другое.
Обычно вы не едят, как ваша дома.
Уже второй обед.
Я только когда вы... Будете в Индии, вы
кое-что
едете. This we will also pack and give you some to take for your wife.
Ah, it is ready like prasad.
Yes, it is real prasad, original prasad, not like. Okay, please.
Okay.
After you eat, we'll take you around. And Srila, Eta Gatavit, Mr. Petrovsky, Jenna. Who was here? Krishna?
Yes.
Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita does not say that one should practice religion and become a lazy man in society. If you read the Bhagavad Gita, you will see that Arjuna was hesitant in participating in the battle of Kurukshetra. He was giving so many reasons why he, as a Kshatriya, should abstain from his duty. Krishna told him, you have certain duties because you are born in the warrior class, Kshatriya class. Hence, you have to engage in this battle, but the difference is, engage in this battle for my pleasure rather than for your pleasure. And then Arjuna engaged in the battle. So we in Krishna consciousness do not encourage people to become lazy people. We don't let anybody even stay in our temples who doesn't work 8 hours a day.
Not very good.
Our spiritual master said, Prabhupada said, this is not a free hotel for sleeping and eating. So all our devotees get up 3:30 every morning. They follow a spiritual program till 8:30. Then in the daytime they go and distribute books. Some of our members work on jobs like he's a scientist, you know, and other people. And then in the evening they come back again. And we don't kill animals, we don't smoke, we don't drink. In your country, when people can't get cigarettes, they take a big procession to Red Square. But we don't have that problem. People have no money to eat, but they must buy vodka. You know, like in India, the money, no money to eat in villages, but they must buy liquor.
But how many persons are living here and don't doing secular work?
Yes, but we have about 120, 130 people living full time.
120?
No. But that doesn't include the Matajis.
Yeah.
Okay, but in San...
Сто.
Это вот которые в этом и в другом. В этом здании. Но только
здание.
У нас есть другие. По нашей проблеме, у нас есть много комнат. Много людей готов живут в нашем ашрам, когда у нас есть еще комната.
И кроме того, многие ждут. То есть у нас очередь желающих, которые здесь ждут.
If we had another building like this, we could fill it up in 1 week.
Yes, I did that. But it is necessary to have about 100 persons who will. What do they do? They mean selling books?
No, we will tell you what.
What work? What kind of work do they do?
They do so much work. And in the night when they go to sleep, they just lie down on the bed and they fall asleep.
Okay, but what
yes, they, some of them are cooking, some of them are cleaning the temple, some of them are going on the streets from house to house telling people about God.
Yes, understand.
How many people live in Moscow? How many at the Maya Vapros? What is Moscow?
10 million.
Moscow's population is 10 million.
Even more. With suburbs, it is about 12 million.
Okay. So 12 million people have to be woken up to God consciousness.
Yes,
you think 100 people are enough?
No.
Not enough.
Oh, that you have put an answer. What do they do?
So I'm saying, they go house to house. They go from morning to night telling people to rectify their life. We tell people.
But what is the experience? Member of Krishna consciousness community is coming, Krishna it is coming. How people react if
in society?
In society, when he is approaching somebody not known, reaction or
I'll tell you.
Some
I find
hostile.
Because you see, I have traveled all over the world. Mm-hmm. I work in America, Canada, India, Russia, and Africa, and I find the people of your country very respectful to religious people. Many times when I travel, they don't even look at my passport. They don't even look at the visa, many times. And people are very, even when I travel in plane, we give prasad to pilots, air hostesses, they take it with pleasure. No hesitancy at all. The Americans are more puffed up, more proud. You know, if you go in America and offer someone prasad on the airplane, they'll think, oh, maybe there's poison inside. But the Russians are, by and large, more pure-hearted. So in my analysis, communism was a blessing and a curse. It was a curse in that it kept people away from God. It was a blessing in that it prevented the Russians from becoming corrupted in character like the Westerners have become.
Unfortunately, there are...
Now it's happening.
Too many people, not even previously.
But not like the West.
Certain social layers of society were very corrupted. Starting with our leader, late Comrade Brezhnev, and his family is this
very
most
corrupt.
Corrupted, maybe most corrupted political family in the world.
You mean, the whole family.
The whole family. It is a... Polishinel secret, everybody knows very well.
Well,
by the way, Professor, I wanted to put you a question. Maybe you know that nowadays a lot of scientists they come to the conclusion that this Darwin's theory of evolution is wrong. For example, there were several articles. Journals of Professor Tresnikov. Не только, есть много исследований, в том числе Институт Бхактивиданта. Also Bhaktivedanta Institute makes the same researches. And from this point of view, what is your position? Maybe you have some doubts. What is the origin of life?
You see,
you can get into discussion, maybe.
I am not a natural scientist.
So
it is very difficult for me. I have no my own theory.
Yeah, he is not the right person.
To my mind, you know what is very sort of contradictory to real science, to make some portion of science or some theory, scientific theory, an absolute. So from this point of view, Darwin's theory was invented in the middle 19th century. I'm absolutely convinced right, etc. That's maybe some framework, etc., of Darwin's theory, the evolution, species, etc. This was proved, proved by some research of zoologists, etc. But I'm sure I agree that Darwin's theory is nothing with the origin of life.
No.
And origin of life, how life was originated, how was developed on early stages, it is not unknown. No, religious people, they believe that was creation of God.
Yes.
Non-religious people, no, they don't agree with this people, but so far it was not explained. So far, there are many basic factors in the life of our globe from the very beginning, which is not yet explained. Maybe it would never be explained in secular way. But it doesn't mean that theory of Darwin is wrong. Theory of Darwin has explained many phenomena of development of life, but it couldn't explain everything. First of all, origin. But I never demand from a theory, from a theory.
Some more.
From a theory to explain everything.
A little bit more.
I don't believe it is a funny thing in Hegel's theory of absolute truth. Absolute truth in science.
Maybe we can have a discussion on this at another.
Every new generation knows that the science is developing. And every theory is being changed, added, or dismantled every minute.
Yes, sir.
Because
the Vedas explain there are two types of knowledge. Uh-huh. Relative knowledge, absolute knowledge. Mm-hmm. Absolute knowledge doesn't change with the passage of time. Mm-hmm. But relative knowledge, which comes from scientists, philosophers, academicians, politicians, they change. Like just like all the laws which were passed previously by communist government are now being changed by the new government. So, therefore, we believe in absolute knowledge and not relative knowledge.
Yeah.
This is Dr. Katowski, your professor.
No more. Thank you very much. Спасибо большое. Итак, я второй обед. Уже ради вас. Вас меня угощает, значит, я чтобы не обидеть, я ем. Я не ем. Я не обидеть, я ем. А так, в общем-то, я уже обедал больше не надо.
Maybe it's the next week when I come, I may want to meet Dr. Bernard Levin also. If you can get his phone number.
It's very easy. If you would agree, you will come. You may be seen. No, today, telephone to him. Go ahead. Telephone didn't answer, but maybe he went out for Dutch or something.
You telephoned him today?
Yes, I have telephone no answer during lunchtime. But it doesn't mean, maybe he's in sanatorium or somewhere, I don't know. But he came from France. It was about 10th or 12th of June.
Okay.
And after I had a telephone talk with him about 16 times, something like about, I shall say, exactly 20th of this month, before I went for UK.
Yeah. Well, we hope that we'll be able to see you on a regular basis. We feel you're a very intelligent gentleman.
Regular basis, not very much interest for you to see me on regular basis.
Whenever we feel that, Prabhupada, we feel that you encourage Prabhupada by the dialogue you had with Prabhupada. Prabhupada was very happy about his meeting with you, and he spoke about it many times. He mentioned
yes.
your name.
No, very interesting.
Yeah, he mentioned your name in many of his lectures, in my meeting with Dr. Katowski, this transfer your way. Actually,
so very unexpectedly, I went direct into Krishna consciousness.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. So that is why I said you're not an atheist. You are, in the core of your heart, a devotee of the Lord. But because...
A member of our movement.
No, no. But because you grew up in an environment where the word atheism was very much propagated. Everyone likes to think he's an atheist. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. Atheism was very much...
You grew up in that atmosphere.
Even imposed.
Yes, because I know that if people were God conscious, if they were going to church, they would not get promotions, and the KGB was keeping list of everyone going to church. When I came in 19...
No, I don't think to church, but to... No, to Orthodox Church, not. Orthodox
no.
Church, because Orthodox Church every time was very linked with government.
Yes.
I don't think so. But other religions, more alien to old Russia, like yours... Movement, it was very much suspected.
In 76, when I was walking, wherever I would go, they would be following me behind me.
Oh, yes, I believe.
I knew when they were behind me. You didn't try this sweet.
I'm not yet, yes, yes, yes.
Sometimes you can even bring your wife here, because we have a nice cultural activities here also.
This is not much of oil. But yes. Speaking of the traditional mithai
yeah.
Offered like prasad, I don't like very much because too much
this
of
is not
oil.
Oil. We
too
don't,
much of oil.
I don't use any oil at all.
Especially with Sikh. Oh, their prasad is very heavy. Very difficult to consume. When I was on Amritsar, also I was offered. Such it was a pain for me. It was difficult to consume very heavy, very much of oil.
No, prasad was much light.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't take any oil at all, so this is
no oil. Yeah. But the ghee, you consume it.
I don't take even a drop of ghee.
Neither ghee nor oil. But how can you survive? Because balanced diet is to take. Proteins and some fat.
Well, I'm surviving by God's grace.
Oh, see. But as vegetarian food is a good one. In fact, with my wife, we have become nearly vegetarian because we're not vegetarians as such, but...
In practice.
In practice, for the last months, I haven't consumed in my house. We vegetables, milk products we take. Very rarely, very rarely. And they're very interesting. And when I was younger, yes, strong, etc., meat was necessary, but not now.
But meat is not necessary for health.
Yes, I agree.
This is wrong. In fact, many Americans.
To be in France very difficult because they take too much of. Meat and
in France
with blood, it's bloodish
yeah.
steak.
That means another sign in the core of your heart, you're a devotee. You don't like cruelty on animals. That is another sign of somebody because you know,
you're right, very interesting. Because no, I'm not a Hindu, you know,
you don't have to be
against cow's laughter, etc. But generally, you know, you are right sometimes. Sometimes you take food, but if you would recollect in that very moment to build up a vision before you of a cow being slaughtered,
yes.
or chicken when you're catching the throat, You can't take more?
Yes. If somebody pinches you, uh-huh. if somebody, when you're walking on the road, on the metro, mm-hmm. and somebody steps on your feet,
yes.
you get so angry.
Right, right.
And when we slaughter, we say animals have no soul. Mm-hmm. The Christian doctrine that animals have no soul mm-hmm. is completely unfounded. Animals eat, sleep, defend, and mate, just like any human being does. How can you say animals have no soul? And of all the animals, the cow is the most innocent of all animals. You see the cow gives you milk. The cow eats grass, that's all. In goes grass, out comes milk. There is the stool of the cow, cow dung. It is so pure, it contains antiseptic qualities. It is used for cooking. It is used for medicine purposes. The urine of the cow is used in Ayurvedic medicine. And even after the cow dies, a natural death, the flesh is used for so many useful purposes. So of all types of crime, the two most serious crimes in human society today are killing of the innocent cow and killing of the child in the womb in the form of abortion.
Yes, but unfortunately, you know, this abortion, there's some social consequences. I agree with you, from a humanitarian point of view, it is a sin. But what to do?
There is something to do. Like, our members don't have abortions. Our members don't eat meat. You use, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, I'm also sex life that is not contrary to religious principles. Mm-hmm. Sex life has a purpose. Purpose is, you produce children for God. You have sex life under certain scriptural directions. Of course, even if people don't want to follow the highest standard, but at least they can still avoid, you know, abortion, which is taking life away. There's enough evidence to show how life starts, not when the child comes out of the mother's womb. Life starts from the time of conception. Actually, when the child comes out of the mother's womb, he's already 9 months old. But we say, no, he's 1 day old. Should you like to wash your hands? We will like to show you around a little bit.
Yes, yes, yes. It is 20 past 5.
Yeah.
That's because you see there are something...
Yes. That's okay. We'll wash the hands and then show you around.
Okay. With pleasure, I shall see you.
Yes.
Если вы не возражаете, я как-нибудь вам покажу эти интересные статьи. Кстати, я покажу и вашу беседу с Прабхупадой в английском варианте.
И... Но я надеюсь, что я ее получу.
Как-нибудь это уже строим. Это не моя книжка.
Не понимаю, вы можете... Зачем к сердцу? Что, у вас нет связи с зарубежьями?
Хорошо, мы достанем книжку, конечно.
Уж ежели я, так сказать...
They have a Novaya garden for me. I'll get this garden. Take a lot of pictures, okay? And where is Beckett? Oh, it was there, Jenna. You took my socks also? My nose key? May I cut you? See what you have, which one? See what you have. I have a small garland for you, Dr. Kutowski.
Garland?
It is Vedic custom.
I know. When I am in India, I have garlanded.
We'll go down and show him around.